The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, you can tell by the background noise. I've done it. I've got out of studio. The good weather. This is like back in school when your teacher let you do lessons outside. I've actually made my way over to Talbot Street to this famous portal where there are huge, huge crowds gathering, including Siobhan Davitt. Siobhan, how are you?
Hello, Kieran Cuddihy. How are you? What are you up to?
Well, I can see I'm in a bit of a sweat. I actually ran over here from News Talk Towers. What do you think of the portal?
I'm actually loving it. See the parrot?
Yeah, I see a guy with a parrot. He's kind of covered in the parrot's waste.
I mean, like, why not?
Yeah, it is great, isn't it?
I think it's good crack, like, you know.
Do you think there should be more of them?
Forget maybe one. Yeah, I'd say so.
But, you know, like, we already have so much in common with the States. Wouldn't it be great to see it to places that we don't have anything in common with?
How much do we have in common with the States? How much time have we got? Yeah,
I guess maybe with people in the States. Put it that way.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. And I have to say, like, it's like a bit of crack.
Yeah. And the good weather helps, doesn't it?
Oh, stop. It's so nice, isn't it?
It is, actually. I'm a little too hot, is it okay to say that?
I'm a bit too hot as well. Yeah. I was actually in another recording studio there for Radio Liffa, and there was no air conditioning, and I was absolutely roasting.
Oh, these are first world problems, but they're real problems, Siobhan. They are real problems. I'm going to go up and talk to this guy with the parrot.
Yeah, go.
All right, listen, Sloan. Now, here I am. I'm up front now with, who am I with?
You're with Rocco McCaw.
Rocco McCaw. Rocco has taken a liking to this bright red microphone.
Look at him.
What is Rocco?
Rocco is a military macaw. A curious military macaw.
And what brings Rocco out onto Talbot Street today?
Oh, he just wanted to say hello to everybody in New York, like everybody else here.
What sort of reaction is he getting through the portal?
I think they seem intrigued. Probably half of New York now thinks we have parrots flying wild in Dublin.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do. I mean, why did you bring him out?
Oh, he doesn't like staying at home if I'm going out, wherever I'm going.
Do you bring him everywhere?
Oh, more or less, yeah. Anywhere he's allowed.
And how well behaved is he?
Well, you can see. Apart from he wants to eat your microphone.
Yeah, he must be a little bit hungry. He's still eyeing up that microphone. Are there places, I mean, what's the strangest place you've brought Rocco the macaw?
Oh, he's been to nightclubs. He has a couple of local pubs. He's a couple of local cafes.
Oh, yeah?
He's a little man about town.
What's his regular in the local pub?
Oh, it has to be Frank Ryan's on Queen Street. That's his local and Fidelity across the road.
Oh, yeah, lovely. And does he have a drink? Does he have a tip of the choice?
Gin and tonic.
A man after my own heart. Rocco, I hope you enjoy it.
You take the ice out of your glass, suck it until the gin is gone, and then put it back in your glass and take another one.
Oh, right. A party piece I'm not sure I want to experience.
Every time we're trying to encourage him to throw stuff on the floor.
What do you think of the portal?
Love it. Fantastic. I'm going to be arranging to meet some friends over in New York for them to come at the same time. We'll meet over the portal.
Oh, that's a great idea. And will you give each other a call?
Oh, yeah, just to arrange it, absolutely, yeah. A few friends of mine have already done that, and that's fun.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? Nice weather here, nice weather there. It makes a big difference, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, gorgeous.
Yeah, well, listen, Rocco, I hope you enjoy your day at the portal. He's speechless.
He's the strong silent.
The strong silent type is right. Listen, thanks, folks.
You're welcome.
So listen, you're here with your own sign. What does the sign say?
It says, visit the Irish Rock and Roll Museum.
Oh, so you did a bit of advertising.
A little bit of advertising, a little bit of using viral videos and using social media, and also trying to connect with one of our biggest markets, which is, of course, in the United States.
Yeah, you huge amount of tourists, I'm sure, come through the doors.
Absolutely. I think United States, France and the UK would be our biggest markets. But unfortunately, Irish people don't tend to visit us, so it'd be nice if they started as well.
Well, there's a plug on the radio as well for the Irish Rock and Roll Museum. It'll be interesting, won't it, when you do your market research and people say, where did you hear about us? And people say, I saw you holding up the sign on the portal.
That would be awesome. And I mean, why not? Because we have this now linked to one of the greatest cities on earth, Ireland, one of the world capitals of music. Why wouldn't people come from New York to hear about the great tradition of Irish music?
What do you think of the portal?
I think it's a great idea. I suppose the expression I've heard recently is, you know, this is why we can't have nice things, because there's always going to be people who disrespect and maybe treat it like it's an opportunity to misbehave. But I think in the field of human existence, you're always going to get people who do things for the wrong reasons. And let's just hope that the better angels win.
Yeah, I wonder to a degree as well, did we make a mountain out of a molehill? If people had just stopped talking about it, maybe some of the misbehavior might have just died away.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a degree of that, is that there's this idea that maybe there's almost a waiting for people to fail or to embarrass us. I think that's probably a national trait linked and very much rooted in guilt and shame. But maybe if we just let people at it, their best side will come out.
Yeah. Go on, give another plug.
Irish Rock and Roll Museum in the heart of Dublin's Temple Bar. Learn about the great history of Irish rock and roll and modern music. Bands like Thin Lizzy, U2, Sinead O'Connor, and all those other favourites.
Listen, thanks a million.
You're very welcome.
So you're doing a bit of dancing here for the people in New York, is it?
I was, yes. I was. Just sending some love and greetings.
Yeah, what do you think of the portal? Do you like it?
I actually like it. It's very good, actually.
Yeah?
I'm enjoying it.
Is this your first time down at it?
First time, yes.
Yeah?
It's actually cool.
Yeah. Anyone dancing back?
Yeah, I'm sure they can see us, right?
Yeah, they can see us, yeah.
I'll probably be on a new magazine in New York.
Yeah, so. No time at all. Well, there's a guy filming us at the other side.
Hello.
God, we're famous. We're probably on television. We're on Fox News or CNN. Give him a wave back.
Hi, hello. My name is Sandra from Dublin.
Sandra, thank you.
What's your name?
Hey, Kieran.
Oh, all right. Hello. I'll probably be on the new CNN.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. You're probably on it now. Give him a wave. Another wave there, Sandra.
Hey.
I don't know, this, even behind Sandra here, I have another few lads. What do you want to do here?
A backflip.
You're going to do a backflip for New York?
Yeah, I want them all to see me.
Oh, yeah? And what are you hoping? That they'll be absolutely bowled over. They'll be like, who is that guy?
Well, I see a big camera, so hopefully I'm on something if I do it.
Yeah, you could go viral.
Hopefully.
Yeah, go on. Are you going to do it? What are you going to do it off?
I'll do a backflip.
Go on, do a backflip. Come on.
Yes. You'll have to milk you.
Make sure you do a huge back.
All right, here we go. What's your name?
Jamie.
All right, he's going to do a backflip. You better do it quick before security see you. All right, Jamie's doing a backflip. Go for it, Jamie, quick. 3, 2, 1. Yeah!
Yes!
Come on, Jamie. Yeah, I tell you, if you don't make it now, you never make it.
Oh, no, I should make it.
Paul Rudd, you met Paul Rudd there 2 weeks ago when he was filming in his house.
You met Paul Rudd?
He was in my house.
He was filming in his house.
Stop.
Do you want to see a picture?
Why was Paul Rudd in your house?
Doing a film.
Doing,
did you do a backflip for Paul Rudd?
No.
Jamie, come on. You got to seize these opportunities. Look at that. He is in your house.
Look at this one on my camera.
No way.
He looks in his
phone. That's Paul Rudd in your house.
Yeah.
That is mad.
And I got his glasses as well. It's Tom Ford jokes.
You didn't rob him, did you?
Ah, he gave them to me.
Oh, Jamie, listen, fair play. Thanks, Mel. Sound. So where are you guys from?
I'm from Huntington, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of the portal?
It's very, very cool. I like to be able to see what people are doing in my country.
Yeah, you can make sure everything is still there. Everything looks okay in my absence.
No one took anything. We're all good.
Did you know about it or did you just kind of happen upon it?
I did know about it, but I thought that it was closed. So
it was closed. People were misbehaving.
Oh, from here or there?
From here, I hate to admit.
Oh. Yeah. I'm glad it's open, though. I like it.
Yeah, so they've opened it. I think they're going to close it at night, you know, when maybe people have over-imbibed a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea from both sides.
They're a great idea, though. Wouldn't it be great to have these to, like, cities all over the world?
Yeah, I think that they should definitely expand and maybe not do it in just, like, very, very popular cities, but do, like...
Does Huntington, West Virginia count?
No, it's very, very rural. So
maybe that's exactly where it should be.
Exactly. So I think it should be like other, like allow like people to see smaller cities. I think that would be cool.
You enjoying your trip here?
I am. It's very, very fun.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. I am bang out of time and I am being beckoned back to News Talk Towers, unfortunately, because it's such a glorious day and there's such great crowds here at the portal, despite the new rules and restrictions in place. We had a macaw, we had Sandra who was dancing and hoping to get on CNN or Fox News. We had Jamie doing backflips. We had people here from overseas. There's people holding up signs. There's a great buzz here. I mean, who knows what it's going to be like in the wee small hours, but I guess the fact is the portal is now closed in the wee small hours. Anyway, listen, that is it from the Dublin portal.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.